This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
It's always a pleasure to welcome a Green Room Award winning performer. His name is Ash Flanders, and along with Stephen Nicolazzo and Dave Barclay, they're bringing back a show from the 2015 Melbourne Cabaret Festival called Playing to Win. It's got some new material, and somewhere between Adelaide and Melbourne, Ash Flanders joins us on the phone on his way back to the Arts Centre. Ash, good morning.
Good morning from Ararat.
Oh, good old Ararat.
Good old Ararat.
Now, once you come into Ararat, take a left and go up the hill. There's a very well-known jail and an old asylum in Ararat that's always worth a visit because it's full of ghosts.
Oh, beautiful. I studied in Ballarat, but I haven't seen much of Ararat, and it's thrilling to look at it.
don't blink too long as you go through Ararat.
Because I was going to ask, is there much there?
Is there, sorry, much there in Ararat? Well, I'm driving past the KFC. They've got the Crush Bar, as always, a Dunlop Bond tyre service, and what looks like a mosque, which is thrilling me to know in. It's the Freemasons.
I was going to say, there's also, I think it's in Ararat, or a stall, a Chinese temple. Although that may be in Beaufort, because that's your next big town as you come from Ararat now through to Ballarat in Beaufort. And I can recommend a very nice place to stop for coffee, where there is a Melbourne style of coffee. As you just come out of Beaufort on the other side, on your right-hand side, there's an old garage converted to a coffee shop, and they do magnificent coffee. Go in and see Cameron.
Oh, well, me and my boyfriend got a coffee this morning in Horsham, and a woman just looked at us with her mouth agape as if we had two heads. So I think the gays have yet to infiltrate Horsham and take over and make it nice for everyone.
Ash, I grew up near Horsham, and I can assure you there are a lot of gay people in and around there, so you may not be the novelty you might have thought you were.
Oh, well, maybe I was
perhaps
getting
just
that
woman. Maybe you were.
Though.
Maybe she fancied you with her mouth agape. Hey, tell us a little bit about Playing to Win.
So Playing to Win is a sort of funny look at what success is in the modern day. So it's sort of like takes a look at entertainment or the world at large, largely pop culture and entertainment, because that's what I'm fascinated by, and sort of asks the question, like, who is winning and how do you win at this thing in 2017 now? So it sort of looks at my life, it looks at other people's lives and the choices they've made and where we're heading as a culture. And it's got songs and jokes and lots of embarrassing stories.
Talk me through, Ash, your process of sitting down and putting a show together. Do you start with, oh, here's a couple of songs I think I can incorporate into something and then build it around that? Or do you physically sit down and write from where to go and then weave in the music with both Stephen and Dave for that?
It's all sort of, it all sort of talks to each other, but usually I've found myself, every 2 years or so, I start to bore people at dinner parties by saying the same sort of things over and over again. when I find myself repeating myself that much, I go, well, this is clearly what I'm interested in at the moment. I should maybe just put it in a show and make some money out of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you definitely want to make some money out of it if you're going to be boring people in the process.
Yeah, it is. And then I just sit down at a computer and I type it all up, and then I just work with Stephen on making it better, and he just basically cracks the whip and says that's not good enough.
So the show's not boring then, it's quite entertaining.
Yeah, it's a very entertaining show. I try to make sure people have a really good time, that they can maybe think about some serious things as well, but it is a very light-hearted, fun, queer evening. It's definitely a queer moment when I'm on stage. And I've got a full band this time.
Oh, excellent.
Women.
A full band of women.
Yeah.
A harem.
Yes. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a very safe femme space.
So
excellent.
So I should feel quite comfortable there. I might even be dancing in the aisles.
Yeah.
if I come
just
along.
Just get up and dance. Just throw your underwear at the stage. Make me feel like I've made it, even though we all know I grew up in Melbourne and I'll die.
Tom Jones reference there. I love it.
Ash, I have seen a number of your shows, and they are fairly high energy to say the least. How do you find the sort of... How do you keep the get up and go going to enthrall audiences for as long
oh
as you do?
Oh my God, it's absolutely, not to sound too Pollyanna-ish or not polyamorous, but I love performing. Like any chance I get to do it is a huge thrill, and I love being the center of attention and being a shameless fame whore. So yeah, I'm living my dream when I'm up there, but this show actually examines what the point of that dream is and if maybe I should be doing more with my life, as maybe we all should as a culture.
Are your parents trying to push you into a role at Bunnings or
No, I think they've given up on that a long time ago. I talk about in the show the fact that in 2014, which is sad that I bring it up in 2017, I was one of the faces to watch, according to The Australian. And when I told my parents to buy the paper, my dad just said the next day, you were only in there twice.
Oh, really?
So my parents have really created the problem that is now present on Australian stages.
Maybe we need you in politics, Ash.
Yeah, maybe.
I think if
I could play a decent round of golf, my dad would be happy.
Because isn't it the Liberals might be looking for a new prime minister? There you go, Ash, is a gig for you.
Yes, under a Flanders government. What's the first order of business?
Heaven forbid.
should be a fabulous little Ash, how did you get into performing? Well, you said that just now that you've always been there. Was it always going to be the space where you felt most comfortable on a stage?
Yeah, I think so. I've always I've always felt like I wanted to communicate things to an audience, and I wanted to just entertain people and give people a good time. I am that kind of annoying person at parties. Like, I'm always a bit too on for everyone. So I think it's just good for me to be up there and do what I naturally feel like I'm meant to be doing. And I try to do more than just entertain. Like, I don't want to just be a clown, but I was pretty much born with a red nose on my face. So as long as people are laughing and having a good time, I'm having a great time.
So, Ash, how are your role models sort of coming out of this and going into entertainment that really inspired you to say, you know what, I can take this leap, I can take this big plunge and do this?
I have absolutely no idea. As I've gotten older, I've been more interested in looking at the people kind of parts for me, and people like, I'm a big fan of Reggie Fillmore. I saw his exhibition a few years ago, and it's just a huge icon to me. Anyone in Australia trying to figure out anything?
We are falling victim to a little black spot that I know sits between Ararat and the next town.
That technology isn't a great...
And you're getting a little ropey. Ash, what we might try and do is get you in the next little while. So we'll let you go and stop and grab a something from the Crush Bar at KFC in Ararat, and we'll speak to you again.
There we go, we've lost Ash. Gone.
He is very, very funny and well worth going to see. Playing at the Arts Centre as part of the Midsummer Arts Festival is Ash Flanders. The show is called Playing to Win. I urge you to jump onto your favourite search engine and do a bit of a search. And have a look at Ash's show, because it's very, very funny.
It does sound actually really funny. So I'm looking forward to it, because I had a quick look at his website, and it does say, imagine you've been pulled out of sea of mediocrity, becoming the Herald Sun's boy of theatre. Congratulations, you did it. It's on the island, and it has no resources, like actually nothing. How do you win now? Genius. So
he's a very clever performer. I've seen him perform at a variety of theatres around Melbourne, the National in St Kilda as one of them. He's very high energy and very much well worth seeing. So do get along and support the Midsummer Arts Festival. I implore you.
Definitely.
We made a big noise about the support from the Herald Sun that we didn't agree with. Midsummer took a big risk and removed that sponsorship. So the only way they're going to make money is for us to support. So Midsummer, do support them. Get out, buy tickets, see shows, support queer artists, support artists who are friends of our community, and make sure you attend events. Mm. It's not going to continue to happen without that sort of support. So Ash is playing at the State Theatre. Have a look at midsummer.org.au and see if you can find some tickets.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.